Muslim holidays, and a leadership change bookend today's edition of Mission Network News. I'm Shannon Caldwell, filling in for Ruth Kramer. First, tomorrow marks the beginning of the Hajj, an annual pilgrimage to Mecca that all Muslims must take at some point in their life. Over the next 5 days, a large part of the Muslim world will travel to Saudi Arabia. If you don't go, then A, you've already been, B, you're not going to go, or C, you're not a Muslim. Choose option C, and people may ask questions.
In many places, the answer to that question, saying, well, because I'm not a Muslim anymore, I'm now a follower of Christ, can bring down persecution on that new believer.
Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says religious holidays often oust Christians. While everyone else is observing the holiday, believers can encounter pressure because they're not doing the same thing. In other words, holidays like the Hajj are a time of caution and opportunity.
They're thinking of, okay, I want to avoid large crowds where I might be singled out or I might become a target. But they also are saying, how do we share Christ during this festival, during this holiday, with our neighbors who are thinking about spiritual things?
As Muslims search for the truth during the Hajj, pray they find the truth of Jesus Christ. According to a recent survey, Christians have the highest level of unemployment in India. In urban areas, joblessness was worst for Christian men at 8.9%. Muslims had a 7.9% unemployment rate and Sikhs a 7.2%. Believers struggle to find jobs because their neighbors refuse to employ them or they don't have the same opportunities to gain marketable skills. However, Eric Mooreshead with Mission India says local ministry partners aren't discouraged.
They use it as a way of knowing that God is moving. And because God is moving, things are changing, and that's why the persecution is increasing. And so our partners celebrate the fact that God is moving, and they're seeing Him just move in powerful ways, and lives are being transformed.
To support the Indian church and advance the gospel, Mission India hosts adult literacy classes and church planter trainings. They even hire local ministry partners to lead those classes.
By investing in Mission India, you're helping to enable ministry to take place. And as ministry takes place, more lives can be transformed. And our hope, obviously, is to see India transformed by the love of Christ. All the money that we raise, it enables and trains Christians who live in India to go do the work. We're assisting them, but then they're also being enabled to take the skills that they've learned to go better themselves, to go into the workforce and find different jobs.
And Jim Shannon was looking forward to a year-long sabbatical when he took a severance package. Complement of a non-compete clause. However, about halfway through this sabbatical, God nudged Shannon toward ministry work. 8 years later, Shannon's yes to God led him to his latest position as the CEO of E3 Partners.
God is doing an unprecedented work in this generation, and the church is advancing triumphantly all around the world. It brought to my mind an uncle of mine who, at the time of World War II, he was underage. He lied about his age and he got into the Navy. I remember as a kid asking him, why did you do that? And I'll never forget his answer. He told me he knew that this was going to be the defining event of his lifetime and that it was unthinkable not to be engaged in it.
In ministry work, the defining moment of this age is now.
The Great Commission is the church's responsibility. And as followers of Christ, it's yours and it's mine. And so E3 is asking for permission to come alongside you.
Will you say yes to God? E3 offers evangelism training, mobilization through short-term work, and media resources. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look at the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Shannon Caldwell.